Another potential merger could be bad news for big box stores.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And we will start with the numbers. Stocks are up at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 40 points or 0.3% at 14,022. The Nasdaq up 0.3%. And the S&P 500 up 0.5% right now. Office Depot stock is up 28% this morning. Office Max stock is up 27% following reports that the two companies are in advanced talks to merge into one. And for more on that, let's bring in Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us now from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Julie, it looks like we've got another potential big merger in the works here.
We're going to be seeing a lot of shotgun marriages right now, simply because they must survive. You've got weak profit margins, huge competition out in the industry, and way too many retailers out there. So you're going to have a lot of survivors. And the latest one coming down the pike, Office Depot and Office Max. Right now, it's long-awaited, long-speculated. Looks like this is going to be the next one in the works.
And they're just having trouble competing with online shopping? Is that what's going on here?
Well, Staples is really challenged along with them as well. You know, so now you've got the big superstores, Walmart, Costco Wholesale. Everybody has the stuff. Even drugstores have it. So you've got lots of competition in that space. It's hard to be a specialty retailer and a huge big box in that area when all the competition is coming out of the woodwork. And everybody can offer it as cheaply as you can.
But you mentioned the term big box there, and that makes me think there's something bigger going on here. Because if you look at, I mean, Best Buy is obviously in some trouble right now. Circuit City went out of business. Linens and Things went out of business. And then now you've got these Office Depot and Office Max, these big box stores. I wonder if anybody who's on that big strip next to the highway and those big strip malls that we see everywhere in the country is safe at this point.
Well, you're exactly right. The big box model doesn't work anymore. And a large part of that has been because there were too much expansion, and you also have the internet. Everybody can shop for prices. The advantage for the big box was price competition, and they could offer everything much more cheaply than before. But now everybody happens to be in the game. And it's threatening not just big box stores, but the profit margins for all of the shopping malls that used to have these big box stores. So you're going to see a lot of shopping malls basically collapse as these go under and start consolidating.
Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.